This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. With the warmer weather and adequate moisture, cornfields are going to grow quickly over the next couple of weeks. However, everything might not be smooth sailing from here on out, as problems caused by the cool, wet spring could show up once again. One risk that could be accentuated with the wet spring, then drought, is floppy corn syndrome. The roots that branch out from the corn nodes that act as an anchor are susceptible to hot, dry weather. Because the corn was slowed down early, these roots are still developing, and corn is at most risk when it's just a couple feet tall. One odd thing that really isn't a problem, but can look like an issue, is when the corn is slowed down and then grows too rapidly. It can get twisted whorl syndrome, where the newly emerged leaves get caught up in the whorl and don't unfold properly. As time goes on, the whorl will sort itself out, but the new leaves will be yellow for a few days. An issue that won't be seen till later during tasseling is crazy top. Crazy top is caused by a fungus that can swim, a type of zoospore that infects young plants. Flooded fields means the spores can swim around more easily, and pooled water and dirt in the whorls gives the fungus an easy place to infect the corn. For the most part, the cornfields look pretty good considering, but we are not out of the woods yet. If you have any questions over crop production issues, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.